Hey there, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland with Jamie and Mikey. Hello, kids.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well.
Are we still young enough to be kids, or maybe just immature enough?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're still under 50. We're kids.
Oh, all right.
There's nothing worse than when someone calls me man.
Oh, the worst.
It ruins my day.
I get sir now, too.
On the flip side, if I go to like Trader Joe's and they say miss, I'm like, so happy.
Of course. Yeah. Why did you single out Trader Joe's? If anyone calls me miss anywhere, I'm happy.
Because I saw a meme the other day that showed somebody like a happy dolphin.
Yeah.
And it said how I feel when the Trader Joe's employee congratulates me on picking out yummy food. Because you know how they'll be like, oh
they
good
always
find.
Do.
And it's
they
just
always
like, thank
do.
You.
That's funny.
That's so funny. But yeah, no, people call me miss. I'm thrilled. People call me ma'am. I hate it. If people refer to me as like a lady, it bothers me.
Hey, lady.
I have problems. Mm-hmm. I have problems. I know that's on me. But whatever.
Relatable.
Yeah. But it's nice to see you guys. I'm
me
feeling
too.
Good. I'm feeling
it's good
excited.
Day. What's
great
happening?
Day.
We're all in great moods. It's like 77 degrees outside.
Yeah, the weather's beautiful here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have chewed NeuroGum, which this is not a sponsor or anything. I have to tell you, I just like saw it online and people are like, you can have more energy and focus if you chew this gum. So I tried a piece of it and I think it works.
Awesome.
I like it.
Are those readers you're wearing or those like fashion glasses?
These are readers. Fashion glasses.
But wait, you can
I'm
wear
like
readers.
Basically in pajamas.
You can wear readers like...
I wear them all the time.
It doesn't like hurt your eyes if you're like looking. I mean, hopefully it doesn't hurt your eyes to look at me, but you know what I mean? Like wearing.
Never, Jamie. I have you know me with my readers.
I know.
I have like 137 pairs.
And you get
minimum.
Them on Amazon, right?
All the time.
Which is fitting.
Mm-hmm. I get everything on Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I have a lot. We're talking about all my problems today.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of Amazon.
Yes.
What's today's theme?
Today's theme is Amazon.
Wow.
She's like, get to it, Lisa. Wait, we have lots to talk about.
We do.
Speaking of Amazon, there will be a new Hungry Girl book. It is available on Amazon now.
Wow.
And it's coming out April 1st, which is exciting. It's the Hungry Girl Sheet Pan Cookbook.
Finally.
Yeah.
Very excited about that. There has not been a new book in, 2 years?
It's been a minute.
2.5 mm-hmm. years? It has been a while.
Yeah.
So
it's a good one. It was worth the wait.
We worked
so hard on this, Lisa. You turned out some of the most delicious recipes I've ever tried.
Crazy. Yeah. And hardcover.
Mm-hmm.
Cute
mm-hmm.
book. Lay flat binding.
Yep. A true lay flat.
Truly, right.
Because some lay flats, you're like, come on. Or the spine breaks when you try to press mm-hmm. it flat. This one, mm-hmm. I was very impressed when we got it.
Yeah, totally. It's great. I'm very excited about it. And it is on Amazon. But as you say, today's episode is all about Amazon.
It is.
So it's the I love how it's called the ultimate Amazon.
It really is. You'll
this
see why.
Really?
When you start seeing everything that we have here, it's pretty ultimate.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like trying to peek at the table. It looks pretty good.
Yeah,
it looks like a lot of snacks.
It's very snacky. There's a few non-snacky things. So that's
Mike
why
just hates to cook, apparently. So he's like, let me get all the snacks.
It's all right.
But that's why it's not called like something else, like the snack Amazon haul. It's the ultimate because there's more than just snacks.
There's some good stuff. I see lots of low sugar, no sugar.
I thought you were going to say lotion. I'm like, what? It's all edible. Anyway, I'm excited to jump in and chew. So, I mean, can we do that or do you have anything
have some
to talk about?
Shoes.
Damn. I mean, oh, yay.
Well, we're going to be sipping in Breaking Chews. There's a tease.
Yay.
All right. Breaking
Chews. Mike, I'm going to stop you right there. I have Breaking Chews that I think we need to share because it's relevant to Amazon as well.
Wow. Okay.
Do people know about one-click picks?
Oh, no, I don't think they do. Wait, you know, we might need a one-click picks podcast.
Oh, yeah.
More work for us.
I mean, technically, this is a one-click picks podcast. Should we just call it that?
Right. Like, I don't know. But you're right. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it. Do you want to talk about it?
Sure. I'd love to. So you guys know Lisa is the ultimate Amazon junkie. She orders. You must get like 10 boxes a day from Amazon.
Around that. Yeah. I'm not proud.
But
I'm not proud of it. I really am not.
You know, food and kitchen stuff is one thing, but I'm always impressed. Like I said, with your glasses, like I'll look at you and I'll be like, oh my gosh, where did you get that? And you're like, Amazon, $14. Like you scout out the absolute best products, whether it's fashion, beauty, hair, household, lifestyle, like everything. And Lisa has launched a new brand that is from Hungry Girl Lisa Lillian, and it is called One Click Picks. And it is an amazing curated lists that you can sign up for the emails at hungrygirl.com/oneclickpicks. And you get these amazing curated emails straight from Lisa.
Wait, is it O-N-E or is it number one?
Number one, but I think we have it set up to redirect from either.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I want to jump in only because it's like I want people to know that as passionate as I am about food, and I was always the person that would stop you at the supermarket and look at it in your cart and tell you what to buy or like give my opinions, I am the same way with everything and bargains and clothing and jewelry and shoes and product after product. And I just love, I'm just like a shopper. Mm-hmm. I'm a born shopper and I love to share. There's nothing I like better than bargains and sharing information. So that's what I hope to do.
Yeah. I also would have to say, in addition to signing up for the emails, which only come once or twice a month, it's not a big commitment to sign up for them. Definitely follow _, is that what it's called? The little, like the bottom hyphen, the sunken underscore. Hyphen, _ One Click Picks, the number one.
Wait, it's _?
Yeah.
Or is it 1_ Click Picks?
Well, I'll make this easy. All of it will be on the Foodcast page. Hungry Girl.
You're right. It's the number 1_ Click Picks.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
And
awesome.
If you follow that, the great thing about that is you get these videos from Lisa, which is like you get to see her with the product. Sometimes she'll demo it. So it's just a whole nother layer to the One Click Picks world. So check it all out. Mikey will link you everywhere you need to go at hungrygirl.com/foodcast.
Yes.
And I want people to text you, Mikey, and let them know if they're excited about it and what types of things they'd want to see.
Cool.
So
805-380-8075.
So exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Okay, you ready to break some chews?
Yeah, sorry for interrupting.
That's all right.
Break some chews.
So the probiotic world is getting pretty big. The probiotic soda world, I should say. So Olipop and Poppy are like the two big ones right now. Coke is now getting into the probiotic soda business with a brand called Simply Pop. It's going to be available in 5 flavors, strawberry, pineapple, mango, fruit punch, lime, and citrus, and they should be rolling out in stores very soon, but Coke is not the only one doing it. Do you guys remember Slice?
Yes, like orange soda?
Yeah, it was
like
orange soda and lemon lime, so it was big in the 80s. Slice has rebranded. They're back, and they are a probiotic soda with the two traditional flavors. Actually, more than the two traditional flavors. They have the orange, the lemon lime, and then they also have classic cola, grapefruit, and ginger ale, and we have the orange and the lemon lime to try. And since we're gonna try them, and I might forget this, I got them at Costco, but you can also get them at Target and on their website.
Wow. Yeah. So it looks like the old Slice. Mm-hmm. Did Slice go away? Yeah. Like, I don't even know these things.
It
disappeared for a while. And is this like a sugar-free thing?
5 grams of sugar, 40 calories per can.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, this
that
one has 35,
reasonable.
So it might be okay. Different on each can.
All right, 2% juice.
I remember it had juice.
Yeah.
That's right.
They do the combo where they sweeten it with both cane sugar and stevia. So that's how they keep it low, but still tasting.
Great. I love that. As long as they're not
heavy.
Should
we do a double at the same time?
Best idea you've had in recent history.
1, 2, 3.
Those two clicks were so satisfying.
Yeah, they really were.
And I apologize for people who have this at full blast and have headphones on because that was really loud.
Can I just tell you, it reminds me of, I don't know if we ever talked about this, but like my favorite thing was at MGM Studios in Disney World. They had this like how they make the sounds in TV and movies. And it was this whole thing. And you'd put headphones on and it was Mickey Mouse. You were Walt Disney. And Mickey came into your office to like give you a haircut and you heard all these sounds right in your ears. And my favorite part was when like he's like, would you like a can of soda? And they opened it up and it was like filled your whole head with it. It was amazing.
You That's love awesome. ASMR.
Well,
that is peak ASMR.
I know, but I don't like most ASMR, but I would do the soda opening all the time. But
so that's the lemon lime to start with.
Ooh, this is the lower calorie one. Am I the only one tasting it?
Mike already, yeah.
Well, I'll taste it. I've had this for like 2 weeks.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
I like it.
I like it too.
Do you
feel healthier? They actually have the words healthy soda on the can.
What happened was I was at Costco and I'm about to check out. I go past the refrigerated section. This is in the fridge section. And it says healthy soda. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I'll check it out. And I saw the Slice logo and boom, I bought them and they were great.
It's really good. I love it. And it's worth the calories, like 35 or 40 calories.
I think that's yummy. Most of, I think, like, is Olipop and Poppy, are they zero calorie or are they similar, like mid calorie?
Poppy has 35. I've never had Olipops. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think they're similar.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so
nice.
That's a start. Those are not on Amazon. That's a start.
Okay.
But I enjoy.
The rest is Amazon.
Okay.
By the way, if you love today's finds and you're like, I don't want to go searching for them on Amazon, again, just visit hungrygirl.com/foodcast. We're going to link you right to Amazon for each of these items.
Yeah, we should talk about that more often. Yeah. I feel like we should mention the foodcast page like mm-hmm. 10 yeah. times an episode.
And real quick, hopefully the Simply Pop will be in our area soon, the Coke version, because I'd really like to try that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that pineapple mango flavor.
Yeah.
Sounds yummy. Okay, speaking of things to drink, first up we have Smart Sips coffee in banana cream. Now, it is my understanding that Smart Sips coffee comes in 900 million flavors.
Yes, 900 million in one, actually.
Wait, do we have any creamer powder here?
I don't have any with us.
Because I feel like it would really bring out the flavor. I do notice when you drink a flavored coffee, mm-hmm. it tastes much better when you have some kind of creamer in mm-hmm. there.
All right, but we'll give it the raw taste test.
Ooh, that's good. It's going to be amazing with creamer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be, this is fabulous.
It just could have gone either way. We were nervous because fake banana flavor.
Nothing worse.
This is so good.
Yeah, like banana Laffy Taffy is horrible. Oh, that would be great.
This is
a banana caramel.
Good.
I would put the caramel creamer in this. Yeah, I'm loving this.
Should I name some of the other flavors?
Mm-hmm.
Bananas Foster, blueberry cinnamon crumble, brown sugar bourbon, chocolate cherry cordial. I bet these are all great. Coconut rum.
Wait, didn't we get two flavors of this?
No, just that one.
Wow, it's so
Now that we know it's good, we can try another. Mike, there's a peanut butter banana.
You know, peanut butter and coffee have never been a good combination for me.
Mm. This is I'm taking some of that home. How many did we get?
Yeah, that's really good.
We don't have
a lot.
We only have like 23 left.
We don't have a lot?
What?
Is
that's
he
a
kidding?
Joke. Oh. That was a joke.
Oh, it came with 24?
Yeah, 24
I was
packs.
Like, wait a minute. That sounds like a fair amount.
I'll take this. By the way, I don't like Keurig coffee. I find because whatever, I'm a snob. We use an espresso.
Right.
This is really like it's not just the flavor that's good. I feel like the actual coffee is good.
I love it. And don't worry, Mike. I won't take a lot. I'm only going to take 22.
You can take them all.
That was a funny joke.
Yeah,
wow.
That was good.
You
that was
guys.
Good.
Anyway,
whatever.
Friday funnies.
All right. Yes. All right. Next up.
And this is, by the way, I'll tell you if any of these have additional availability, but this one would appear to be primarily an Amazon find. And
so it's
zero
Amazon
calories.
Exclusive.
It's just a coffee K-cup, right?
K-cup. I would love that iced with my, this is my dream. I'm going to ice this and I'm going to put my caramel macchiato cold foam.
Ooh,
so excited on it. Yep. All right. Next up, we have something weird. I'm a little nervous. But it's some smoked fishes lots of smoked fishes. Cole's smoked rainbow trout filet with quinoa. And we have all different varieties. Smoked rainbow trout filet with vegetables and Patagonian smoked salmon filet with quinoa and that same Patagonian smoked salmon filet with veggies.
And these are tinned products. So they're kind of like the same concept of what we love about canned and pouch tuna, but they're getting a little more creative, a little more... they're expanding deeper into the sea.
Tinned fishes are very popular with the youngins.
Yeah. I'm actually super excited about these.
Because finger is stuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mikey's stuck.
There we go. I'm going to leave this like that so we don't have the thing. But I'm going to give it to you.
Well, what do we have first?
The rainbow trout.
Oh, trout with quinoa.
They actually look pretty. Trout with quinoa.
All right.
No, you have a plate.
That is... I'm sorry I jumped
uh-oh.
In.
Uh-oh.
Plate.
It's delicious in my opinion.
Oh, yay. I couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like it's a little fishy, but I think trout is fishy, but it's
got skin on. I love a good skin on fish.
Oh, I hate skin on fish. I'm glad I didn't see that, but it's yummy.
It's so fresh tasting.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste canned at all to
no,
me.
It's
not
delish.
Salty.
That is very fresh.
Yeah, how much sodium is in it? This is no wonder why it's pricey.
Yeah, it is pricey, guys. This is 330 to 385 milligrams of sodium for the entire tin.
That's
Look
great.
At the size of this tin.
That's great. How many calories in that tin?
160 to 250.
Wow.
5 to 12 grams of fat, which it's good fatty fish. Low carbs, 2 grams of fiber, 2 to 6 Weight Watcher points. And the whole deal with this is it's open and eat. Straight from the can, room temp, farmed
just
responsibly, gluten-free.
Let's just jump in.
So you got the salmon.
I have the salmon with quinoa, but we don't have to necessarily try this next. Look at that. I'm loving this.
This is almost more than a meal. These are huge to me. This is a really big serving in each one.
I think so, too. I'm having so much fun right now.
Wait, this is another quinoa one?
This is a quinoa.
Oh, the salmon.
Yeah, I'm just going to, salmon. I'm going to put it on my plate. We can just scoop it out and then.
And here's the salmon with veggies. Okay. Might as well just grab that too.
I'm not trying it yet. I'm going to just like put a buffet plate together. I'm going to pretend I'm at like a function, like a wedding. Oh, wait, no, Jamie's jumping in. It's all right.
Wait. Here's salmon and veggies.
This salmon looks pink and the other did not. It's weird. Oh, whoa.
Quinoa is the boba of the grain world.
Boba.
Or is it a seed? I think it's a seed, not a grain.
I don't know. It looks like a grain. Yeah.
You got the salmon with the quinoa, right? Everybody had salmon with quinoa?
Yeah.
I like the salmon and veggies.
The veggies are like the petite mixed veggies that you get in the freezer aisle. It's peas, carrots, and corn.
Oh, wow.
So delicious.
That is, I almost like that salmon better than like fresh grilled salmon.
It's well, so it's smoked.
All right. So which is the highest calorie? Because one,
it's
the
probably
calories,
the salmon ones. Oh, wait.
Calories range.
This is the salmon with veggies. It's 220 and 11 grams of fat.
The quinoa one has 250.
We haven't opened up the trout with veggies, but it's going to taste like the other ones.
So well, and that's the lowest one. The trout with veggies is 160 calories, 5 grams of fat. You know, this is also available in addition to Amazon on their website and at walmart.com. I wonder if it's in any Walmart stores because, again, it's a scotch pricey and it would be nice to be able to like maybe try one instead of.
Yeah, pull up Instacart and see. Do you use Instacart? I do. I do. I do.
Whoa.
I might go double slice today.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I mixed the two together, by the way.
Oh, wow. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. All right. I just went to Walmart, and it's, like, only shipping, and it's even a bigger pack.
Mm-hmm. Really? Oh, buy it.
Yeah. Well, let's just get honest. Okay.
I want more.
On Amazon, this is, and Mike got it on sale, so keep an eye out, but it does appear to be $35 for four of these. Which is not inexpensive, but also this is like a meal.
Yeah.
I mean, totally. I would definitely add more veggies, but these are so good.
Okay. I'm just going to say I pulled up Instacart and it's available everywhere.
And as a single can, how much can
you? Yeah, you can. Well, it's $7.99. Instacart is more expensive. So I see it at my local Ralph's, $7.99.
That's actually
Walmart, that's good.
Walmart, $4.40.
What?
What?
Yeah,
Sprouts?
Wait, that's
no, Sprouts
great.
Doesn't have it.
Because it's almost $9 on Amazon.
Yeah.
Because you're getting shipping. People don't realize that shipping actually does cost money, even though they pretend it's free.
Yeah.
All right, so there's options. There's options, guys.
I'm going to eat some of that for lunch.
Yeah, that's yum, yum, yum.
All right,
so
happy right
again,
now.
Amazon, Kohl's website, walmart.com, but do make like Lisa, check Instacart. You might be able to get it for like as little as $5 and
make
these are,
like Lisa.
Make I like that. Lisa. That, by the should, way, that should be the name of the One Click Picks channel.
It should
make
be.
Like Lisa.
By the way, I do want to also say the cans are not like icky. You know, sometimes you get like ick factor from cans. They're like classy cans.
Yeah.
You don't feel weird eating out of these cans.
Yeah. And it's a pull tab. You don't have to get a can opener.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I hate can openers.
Yeah. They shouldn't even
exist.
What
did a can opener ever do to you?
You don't want to know. You don't
in this day and age, 2025, there should be no need for a can opener. Every can should have a pull top.
Yeah. What did we see the other day that we were like, why has this not existed forever? It was a nail clipper that catches the nails like the as you clip it. Like, why is there any other version of nail clippers where they just go flying?
Nails fly all over everything.
Like,
yeah,
it's just, yeah.
Ugh, do you ever just like see random nails? I have. Let's not talk about it.
Let's not.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Next up, we have Where You Bean edamame beans in seaweed furikake flavor.
I was counting on Dana to put in the note about what furikake is. Maybe she just trusts us to know.
No,
what it
actually,
is.
This was a late ad. I got these. I didn't think they would be ready, but they came yesterday at the end of the day. So this was a late ad for today.
Where You Bean.
It's a dry Japanese condiment, by the way.
Mm, toasted and crunchy. This is phenomenal.
It's a little sweet, even.
You know, I love it. It tastes like malt almost. This is my favorite crunchy edamame beans I think I've ever had.
Yeah, these are great. That flavor. So the two flavors it came in, it was this and wasabi. And I almost discounted it because I'm like, wasabi, too niche. And then I saw this flavor.
Can I take a bunch of these?
Oh, you can take the whole thing.
I'm going on a road. Why? Oh, there's salad, not that many? 48?
No, not as many as before, but there's like 7 or 8. You can have them all.
I'm going on a road trip.
Yeah.
And these are going to be my best friend.
Where are you going?
Arizona.
Nice.
Tomorrow.
Oh, if you get good weather, are you going to have the top down? And
No, I'm going in a car that doesn't have a top end. Sadly.
Sad. But these are like, they're crunchy, but they're not like hard. You know how some of these things are like crack a tooth hard? These are like perfect.
Crack a tooth.
Like, I'm obsessed with these.
Yeah. And did we mention they come in single serving pouches?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, these are good, guys.
Like, I mean, I unexpectedly perfect.
The stats, too. Take a look at this. Of course, we don't have the points value because they were a late addition. But listen to these stats. One bag, which is almost a full ounce, 124 calories, 6 grams of fat, 85 milligrams of sodium, 7 carbs, 5 grams of fiber, 2 grams of sugar, and 12 grams of protein. This is a very smart snack.
I am going to say it. Where you been?
Where have you been?
Where you been? That's what it's called. Yeah. Where you been? Where you been all my life?
Yep. And these are the edamame beans in seaweed furikake. It is a shelf-stable item on Amazon. It's also at their Where You Been website. Fab.
And they're not fishy in any way, I'm going to say.
Why would they be fishy?
Because seaweed tastes like the ocean.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like seaweed sometimes has like an ocean flavor, which is fishy to me. So anyway, I mean, I know it's not fish, but it spends a lot of time with fish.
Yeah, it's been in a fish bath.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, we have a this should be one of my favorite things because you know what I do with my sugar-free drink mix packets. I make them and I make cocktails. But this is a new flavor. I think it was like inspired by TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a Weiler's sugar-free drink mix in banana. Which is like,
this could go either way.
It could. And I don't want to try it yet. I want to know it. Don't drink it. What is
it
sweetened with?
It's
sucralose.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It smells like
banana
runs. Oh,
it's okay.
Wait, I kind of like it.
You know what
I would do with it? I would make like a coconut banana vanilla, like a smoothie or even a cocktail. This would be good if you creamed it up.
Yeah. Water ice. I don't know if people outside of the East Coast say water ice, Italian ice.
Yeah, it tastes like Italian ice.
Yeah, like if you got one of those Snoopy snow cones.
No. Oh, my God. Jamie.
Lisa.
You're brilliant for bringing that up.
Thank
and
you.
I have to tell you why. Because this is like, I feel like I'm going to cry. I'm not even kidding. This has like never happened on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Listen, growing up, I used to have Gino's Italian ices. It was a very East Coast thing. Mm-hmm. Every pizza place had like this Italian ice thing where you could get flavors. And the best flavor was the rainbow. And it was three colors. It was white, red, and blue. Let me finish. Most places, if you get rainbow ices, the white is lemon. Gino's was banana. And it tasted 100% exactly like this. And it's a flavor that you can't replicate anywhere. Yeah. And when I took a sip of it, I was thinking,
what is that?
It tastes just like that. And when you brought up water ice, that like, my head almost exploded.
We should make popsicles with this.
Yeah.
Oh, if you did like.
It's the best. Yeah.
It's just my childhood.
Aww.
Yeah. I remember those too.
Do you remember Gino's?
Yeah. It wasn't Gino's out here. It was something else, but we had those. Yeah. But not banana.
But it didn't taste like, it tasted like lemon, right?
Yeah, it was lemon.
Okay. If anyone is out there and can relate to this, please, any New Yorkers, any New Jerseyers, East Coasters, did you have the Gino's Italian ices at all the pizza shops and the rainbow? That tasted like banana. Mm-hmm. Get this stuff.
Yeah. That's
I'm
great.
Like flipping out right now. We need to end the show.
I drove a water ice truck for a period in high school.
That's adorable.
Yeah. I didn't sell a lot. I feel like the ice cream. Truck. No, it was actually a water ice truck.
You scooped it?
Yeah. I scooped it and I had waters and water ice, but I was not popular because everyone wanted the ice cream truck. Mm. And there was like a rival.
Oh, they
rival.
Throw things at you.
And they would, the ice cream truck people, when I pulled up, I was like the unpopular kid because they'd all look at me like, we have fudgesicles and choco tacos.
That's terrible. But didn't you also work at Chili's?
Yeah.
You've had all these interesting jobs.
And Sbarro's and telemarketing. Wait, when I was a vegetarian, I worked for Colorado Prime and sold steaks.
What?
Yeah. And I would tell people that they were so good that they turned me.
I never had jobs like that.
Really?
No. I mean, I didn't. I never worked in a food situation.
Wow.
I worked at Sherman's Pick-A-Pack. I was the cashier in high school where it was like a Hallmark store. Mm. And people would buy like cigarettes and candy. It's the closest thing.
Remember candy cigarettes? Did they get rid of those?
Yeah.
Is that no longer?
No,
a thing?
You can still find them, but they're weird. I used to like the gum cigarettes, but the candies, they were like chalk.
Yeah, they were chalk.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Yeah, we're really all over the place. Oh, so that
where
was.
Where else do you get this? Just TikTok?
So that was the Weiler's Light sugar-free drink mix in banana flavor. It's inspired by TikTok, but it's definitely primarily on Amazon. And I bet this is one that sells out fast. So you
this
might want to get it on
crazy.
That.
I'm making a video for this.
Yes.
Have to.
I was hoping you would.
Have to. Whew. I don't know. I felt like I was almost in tears.
This is a good episode.
It's the ultimate.
It's like we planned that.
Next up, we have Quinn Pizzeria cheesy filled pretzel nuggets. I remember the Quinn snacks.
Yeah, so I've had their peanut butter filled ones, and I guess you've had the maple one, right?
Yeah, Quinn snacks are really good.
Is this going to be like a combo?
But is it called Quinn Pizzeria?
No, it's Quinn, and the flavor is pizzeria cheesy.
Oh, yes. Quinn snacks are great. Pizzeria cheesy. That's a cute name for a flavor.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's dairy-free since it's cheesy with a Z.
C. Ooh, smell it.
It is. Ooh. It's vegan-friendly. Oh,
it's, you know what it smells like? Scratch and sniff pizza stickers.
Mmm. Mmm.
I like.
That's like a combo.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really cheeses your hunger away.
Mmm. Mmm. I enjoyed that.
I like.
Would chew again. The other varieties are peanut butter, maple almond butter, cheddar cheesy filled, which we know is probably also vegan, chocolate peanut butter filled, whole grain gluten-free sea salt twists. So that's not, and then sticks, but yeah, the filled ones. Yum.
That's really good.
You want to know the style?
Yeah.
The aftertaste is great.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. 8 pieces, 120 calories, 5 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein, 4 Weight Watcher points. It's Quinn Pizzeria cheesy filled pretzel nuggets. In stores nationwide, but you know us, we're getting it on Amazon.
Beautiful. Next up, another crunchy snack. Blue Diamond almonds, thin dipped almonds in dark chocolate, sea salt, caramel.
Ooh.
So this is like skinny dipped.
Dupe.
Yeah, it's a skinny. Yeah, I love how
it's a skinny dupe.
But it's weird when the big guys copy the little guys.
Yeah.
It makes me feel sad a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did feel a little bit bad buying it.
Well, let's see. I wonder though if they have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel flavor.
Actually, the coating is not as thin as skinny dipped.
So it's thinnish dipped, not thin dipped.
And it tastes like butterscotch.
The almonds are smaller too.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these stats seem like phenomenal. You get 19 of those for 170 calories, 14 grams of fat, only 5 grams of added sugar, 5 grams protein, 6 Weight Watcher points. I think this is a find.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's not the best nut like that I've had.
Yeah.
I think I like skinny dipped more.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do for sure.
But I do love Blue Diamond. I mean, you can't go wrong. So you know it's a brand you can trust. Mm-hmm.
I still have no idea why Blue Diamond never called up Blue Diamond to do their commercials.
Oh, yeah. Blue Diamonds, Blue Diamonds.
Blue Diamond Phillips.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, right. It's right meant there. To be. Like, he was born. I know he was born to play Richie Valens, but he was born to promote Blue Diamond.
Well, you know about the Michael Cera, Cera V?
Yes.
Collab?
Yeah.
So there's like funny t-shirts you can get on TikTok.
Really?
Michael Cera V.
That's so funny. I would wear that.
So noted for your next birthday. That was Blue Diamond Almonds, Thin Dipped Almonds. I feel like a radio announcer. That was Blue Diamond Almonds, Thin Dipped Almonds with their hit Dark Chocolate Sea Salt Caramel. It's available in stores nationwide and on Amazon.
All right. We have another snack. Shocker. Sun-Made Farm Stand. So this is Sun-Made, the raisin people.
Mm-hmm.
Sun-Made Farm Stand Reserve sea salt chocolate flavored coated banana chips. Mm. So these are chocolate covered banana chips.
Yeah.
Ooh, made by the raisin people.
And they've done this in single serving pouches, which is always good with anything kind of addictive. Oh look at these cuties.
It's a big banana chip.
I was looking at the notes and I thought it said for adult Pilates.
I saw palettes. That too. Pilates. Yeah.
Pilates.
Ooh, I'd go to Pilates if I got chocolate covered bananas.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah,
wow, that looks like a potato chip.
This is like the whole pack.
Mm.
Okay, that's pretty great.
This is like the banana episode.
It is.
Yeah.
You must love banana.
Sponsored by like Dole.
You know what's funny? As many times I've seen banana chips and as many chocolate covered banana items there are, I've never seen a chocolate covered banana chip.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
I like these. Mm-hmm.
That used to be my thing when I went to Disneyland was getting the chocolate covered bananas. So good. Frozen bananas.
You opened both bags?
Oh, yeah. I realized I shouldn't have.
So wait, isn't it a different variety?
Well, there's another right below it. We got the other Sun-Made.
That's what he opened.
Oh, I thought you opened two of the same.
Oh no. We have another farm stand product.
Ooh, what is it? Let me tell you. It's a Sun-Made Farm Stand Reserve Sea Salt Cocoa and Caramel Dusted Raisin. What?
These look like raisinettes.
I bet they do. Remember the song Goobers Raisinettes? Chocolate covered treats.
I remember that.
Anyway. Again, tastes like butterscotch. Mm-hmm. You know what I like about this? Nice little hit of salt with the sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love these as much as the banana chips.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because it has a little bit of a weird taste. And I do like a raisinette better.
They'd be good if you just like mix them all together and had like a almost like a Sun-Made.
Oh, yeah, like a trail mix. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's the stats. Again, single serving bags. The banana chips, one bag, 110 calories, 6 grams of fat, 9 grams of sugar, 7 Weight Watcher points. The sea salt, cocoa, and caramel dusted raisins, a bag is 90 calories, 4 grams of fat, 14 grams of sugar, and 6 Weight Watcher points. These are in stores, but you can get them on Amazon.
What can't you get on Amazon?
Seriously.
And speaking of getting things on Amazon, I love this next product. I actually ordered this on Amazon and then forgot to try it.
Oh, really?
So it's at my house right now because I saw it. It's made by a brand that I think the people that work at this brand are like magic. Mm-hmm. They're like magical magicians, like I don't know what they are. They're wizards. Mm-hmm. It's Chalk Zero. So Chalk Zero is famous for sweet like candy and chocolate products and cookies and jams and things, and everything is sugar free. Mm-hmm. So it's just brilliantly done and they have so many products. And this is their version of a swap for Jet Puffed Marshmallow Cream / Marshmallow Fluff.
And I believe everything they do is naturally sweetened. So like this one is sweetened with monk fruit extract. There is an added fiber situation. From soluble corn fiber. So these are quite fiberific.
Yeah, 11 grams for 2 tablespoons.
Just get their own spoon.
Okay, that sounds
fair. Wait, what's your favorite thing to pair with fluff? Like, is it peanut butter? Is it banana?
It's peanut butter.
Is it the three of them together?
It's really peanut. Look at how light this is. I like peanut butter and fluff. But I also like, I like to take a torch to the fluff and then like torch it.
Oh, wow.
It's so light.
That is so good.
That's very good. See, some of their products, most of them are great. Some of them are like hit or miss a little bit because they're a little bitter. But this is like phenomenal. Yeah.
You know what's good about it? It's got a great vanilla flavor to it. Sometimes the vanilla in a product like this is either non-existent or it's like too extracty. This is like a buttercream almost vanilla.
You're right. It's really good.
Yeah, that is like...
I would put that on apples.
I wonder how it would be frozen, like on little rice cakes.
It might be good.
I mean, it's so good. Like, why would you freeze? Like, the texture is what it's about.
Right.
Would you put it on top of your coffee? Like that banana coffee we just
had? Maybe. Where is that? Yeah, I'm going to try it.
I feel like it would just sink or would it float?
I'm going to try it.
Oh, you're smart. You're just putting coffee in your spoon.
Oh, it's delicious.
With hot cocoa.
Good call. This is phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, that is like a serious find, guys.
Well, the good news is it's at my house right now.
And you have another one to take with you.
2 tablespoons has 25 calories, no fat, 12 grams of carbs, of which 11 are fiber.
What?
No sugar. 1 Weight Watcher point. It is keto, gluten-free.
What?
It is available on Amazon and the Chalk Zero website. It's Chalk Zero, Smallows marshmallow spread.
Guess what? I'm making another video. This is phenomenal. I would even put like, you can make a sandwich out of it with jelly. I love it.
On a tortilla, like a breakfasty wrap or a desserty wrap.
That is like chills. I have chills.
I'm going to cry. This is like the ultimate Amazon haul. This was, you named it, Mike.
I have to be honest. I rolled my eyes when I saw the title of the episode. I was like, ultimate, really? I was not into it. You've outdone yourself, Mike.
But wait, there's more.
No. Yes, another.
And I helped.
I picked out the
furikake edamame beans.
Oh, that's like phenomenal.
Yeah. And actually, some of the stuff.
The drink mix, I think.
Dana had found for us. So.
Group effort.
So this is another Chalk Zero product. It's a cinnamon bun spread. Wow, this one is much higher in calories.
It is?
This one, it's 170. Oh. It's like peanut butter.
Okay, that smells really good, though.
Wait, I want this with the marshmallow. Yeah,
this goes far, though.
Hold on, I'm passing out.
Here's the marshmallow.
It's a cinnamon bun spread. It's a cinnamon bun spread. That's all I'm going to say. Cinnamon bun spread.
Wow, that smells outstanding.
Whoa.
Holy. I mean, it's like icing.
Wow.
It is. Like, I don't you even know need, what that is.
You need the tiniest. I would put like the tiniest amount on my protein pancakes.
That would also go well in coffee.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. If we made either two ingredient dough or crescent roll dough and spread that on and sprinkled it with cinnamon.
Wow.
Like that. We have to do a video with a two ingredient cinnamon buns and it's the crescent dough and this. I think would be the best thing ever.
I think I'm dying right now. I think I've died and gone to Amazon heaven. First of all, I'm going to combine this with the marshmallows. Wow. This is, people need to play this episode over and over and over and over and then just buy every single thing.
I wish we had a video of what you're about to do. I guess maybe you will do a video.
Please try this.
I have
do yourself a favor. I just put the marshmallow and the cinnamon bun spread together on one utensil, on one piece of plastic.
I will take your word for it.
I'm dying.
I think we're out of spoons.
No, we're not out of spoons.
Oh, yeah, there's one.
And by the way, what's wrong with a fork? It's not a liquid.
That's true.
Mmm.
Wowza. All right, let me just give you the wrap up. Chalk Zero Cinnamon Bun Spread. 2 tablespoons, 170 calories, so worth it. 13 grams of fat, 19 grams of fiber. 1 gram of protein, 6 Weight Watcher points. Again, keto, gluten-free, sweetened with monk fruit extract. It's got that added fiber from resistant dextrin.
Yeah, I want to ask where the calories are coming from. If it's 13, what's 13 times 9? Is it all fat?
The ingredients.
Oh, my.
What's 13 times? Isn't that to die for? What's 13 times 9?
Oh, no, I can't think straight right now.
117.
Okay, so it's like 117 calories from fat. Where is all the fat coming from? What's in there? Just curious.
Sustainable palm oil.
Oh, so it's all oil.
Mm-hmm. But that is the best. I mean, I'm going to cook my veggies in that oil.
Mm. Oh, that's the wrong lid. I'm like, why is the lid not fitting?
Good Lord.
I want to end the episode right now and just sit here and eat the spoon.
What if you drizzled it on fruit? Because if you dipped it, it would add up quick. But if you just drizzled it.
Apple.
I mean, this is like wowza.
Yeah. I could deal with 1 tablespoon and be happy. I'm in love. You hear that?
You know how they say sugar high? I have like a sugar-free high.
That's really funny.
Just like the other Chalk Zero product, this one's on Amazon and the Chalk Zero website.
Okay, next up we have Shameless Snacks Candy Carnival Variety Pack. Why do I remember Shameless Snacks?
We've had them.
I thought that was dog.
No, that's Shameless Pets.
Oh!
Yeah, but we've featured Shameless Snacks in previous emails, but they have a new carnival pack.
Oh my gosh.
What does that mean?
So we've got
Ferris wheels.
The flavors are nutty.
Yeah. Strawberry Sour Splash, Orange Blossom Bliss, Wonderlicious Whales.
What? Wait, are these like gummy snacks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's like it's like Smart Sweets.
Yeah. Sour Pineapple Punch, Sour Mango Madness, and I think the one that you're going to fall in love with, So Cool Cola.
Are they shaped like cola bottles?
Yep.
Remember that when you were a kid? Those
I
little
sure do. I would
things?
Bite off the top.
Do we want to try all of them or?
Maybe. Let's it says, see. Eat me. I taste awesome.
These are 70 calorie pouches.
This one is 90. Ooh, it smells
good.
All
right. The fiber count is scaring me. Can I get a guess?
21 grams of fiber.
26 to 29.
Oh, God.
Wow.
What are we trying?
Lisa has the whale one.
What's the fiber
great
coming
texture.
From?
Soluble corn.
Like chicory root. Okay. No.
That's the cola.
And they're vegan.
Let me try the whale one. And then Jamie has the cola.
I like the texture.
Where's the
Dana wants to know, do they get stuck in your teeth? A little.
A little.
But then you have a snack for later.
The ew. The cola tastes like lime.
Very it much. Is very limey.
Very, and I think cola is largely lime flavored.
I've never thought of it that way. What else did we try? I've only tried the cola.
I don't love the cola, but I do love the whales.
Should we go sour pineapple punch?
I don't usually like sour candy.
I always love pineapple.
I'm curious about the orange blossom because that's a flower.
Oh,
let me try the I didn't try the cola.
You don't need to. I like the pineapple.
What's the flavor of the whale?
Berry, I think.
Yeah, the cola doesn't taste like cola, really.
Pineapple's good.
All right, Orange Blossom Bliss.
Yeah. I like the texture of these, Because they don't get stuck in your teeth mm-hmm. as much as some of the competitors.
Oh, these are like dots.
By the way, this is has 3 grams of total sugar, but 0 added sugar. So is it like coming from the fruit?
It must be. Is there real fruit in there?
I mean,
that's orange. Really good. The orange
natural
one.
Flavor.
Are there other ones that we didn't try?
Strawberry sour.
I like I that this one. The other ones are like covered in sugar, but this one isn't.
Yeah, there is. Some, I think that there are.
I like
sugar.
The orange one a lot.
Mm-hmm. Orange one is great.
Yeah, this
mm-hmm.
looks like it might be good. This is the strawberry sour splash. The sugared ones are sour. That's why they have the. Mm-hmm.
The orange is the best one.
I've had enough, but these are good.
Is there a blue one?
Mm-mm. That's it. That's good. The strawberry.
Mm-hmm. But I'm with Jamie. I like the smooth ones.
Mm. So just the cola was probably the one.
The one I liked it, but yeah, very limey. Mm-hmm. One bag of the Shameless Snacks Candy Carnival Variety Pack. 70 calories, 0 grams of fat, a whole lot of fiber, 3 grams total sugar, but none of it added.
But some of them
3
say
Weight
90.
Watcher points.
Like a bunch of them say 90 and one say, some says 70. So they're probably between 70 and 90. Not mm-hmm. that it matters. Still very low.
All right. So you know, these Shameless Snacks are online at Amazon, also in slightly larger bags on the Shameless Snacks website.
So I always try to save the best one for last.
Wait, is this last?
Yeah.
You think this is the best?
I thought it was going to be, but now obviously I don't think it's going to be after the Smallows and the cinnamon bun thing. But
we'll see.
This might be the highest rated episode ever.
It's the Lenny and Larry's Cookie-Fied Bar and Peanut Butter Chocolate Chip. Now, Lenny and Larry are these two guys that it's like unexpectedly they became a household name by making those crazy cookies, mm-hmm. which I don't even think are so amazing. But like some of their products are fine. But they really hit it big. Mm-hmm. And yeah. This is a bar.
The cookies were great. I used to eat them on planes. And this is also a late ad, so there's no points on there.
But what's the what are the stats of this bar?
This bar has 180 calories, 8 grams of fat, 5 grams of fiber, 6 grams of total sugar, 12 grams of protein. Pretty rad. What do we think?
I like it. It yeah. reminds me of another bar.
Yeah.
It's got a very peanut buttery texture. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's chewy, but it's soft. It's not like a cookie. I can't remember the bars. There was a bar company that we used to work with, and I can't remember the name. Then they changed their formula. It was the guy and his mom. I can't remember.
Oh.
There's been a lot of guys in
Yeah, that's true. Patrick no. Okay. It's no. I would remember if it was Patrick Schwarzenegger when a big movie TV personality shows up at Hungryland and I steal his hat. Yeah. I don't forget him.
And he's about to blow up even more. I mean, he has.
Have you seen White Lotus?
No, but I'm going to.
Three.
I'm going
so
to.
Good so
I'm excited.
Far.
I'm going to wear his hat every day. We had his phone number for a while. I texted him to thank him for his hat. He didn't respond.
I'm sure that number's changed now.
No.
So we're liking?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I like the texture of it. Mike, do you like it?
Yeah, I think it's really good. It reminds me of like a Clif Bar without the grittiness, like the taste, the peanut butter taste. That Smallow got on the table and now it's stuck.
It's
like glue.
It is a tiny bit powdery. What is that sweetened with? And what kind of protein is in there? I'm curious.
Let's see. All excellent questions.
On that side. At least we have a whole box here that you can take home
it's
for your road trip.
Based,
there for you.
Plant-based protein.
So it's pea?
Okay, so we've got peanuts. Protein blend is brown rice protein and pea protein. And then the sweetener situation, we've got some organic cane sugar. We've got some agave syrup, some natural flavor. I guess that's the thing now. You don't have to name your sweetener. You can just say natural flavor if it's like stevia or monk fruit.
Really? Sometimes.
Well, that's weird. Yeah.
Because that would be really bad. That's bad for someone like me who can't have the loses.
Mm-hmm. The loses. What an episode.
The loses.
Sounds like a
the
family.
The loses or the talls.
Yeah.
That's funny. I like the loses more than the talls.
That's going to be in my dreams tonight. A family feud between the loses and the talls.
Oh, my God. Is it a fight or an episode of Family Feud? Da 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 da. Anyway,
that's all the food we got.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay. I hope I remember it. I feel like the fish was last week. Seriously.
All right. Going back to the top. First up, Lisa. How did you feel about Smart Sips coffee in the banana cream variety?
I loved it. I'm giving that coffee a 9.5, which for me, that is like through the roof good, because I will always try flavored coffee. And more often than not, I'm like, meh, not really. Mm. Loved it.
How about Cole's variety of smoked fishes in tins?
9.5.
Wow. Yeah.
I loved those.
Yeah, that's the best canned fish.
Very ever. Fresh, nice cans, good varieties, good stats. Yes.
All right, talk to me about where you been, loco. Where you been, Edamame Beans?
Where you been, Edamame? 10. 10.
Wow.
My new favorite snack.
Aw.
My new favorite snack.
All right, how about the TikTok-inspired Weiler's Light sugar-free drink mix in banana?
Okay. I'm just going to say it. That has to be a 10 for me.
Wow.
Because do you know what I'm going to do? Yeah. I am going to go home and I'm going to replicate the rainbow ice.
Yeah.
By making slushies out of that with the cherry and blue raspberry. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just do it. And it's going to take me back. I've been trying to replicate this flavor since I was, 15.
Wow.
So, yeah, I had it my whole childhood. We need people to text you about this.
Yeah. 805-380-8075.
10.
Next up, we had Quinn Pizzeria Cheesy with a Z filled pretzel nuggets.
Yum, 8.5.
I had a feeling that was going to be the low one.
What's that? I mean,
still
it's
high.
Not
low. Yeah. 8.5. When you got an 85 on a test, were you sad? I kind of was sometimes.
No, I was always happy to be a B+ student.
Not bad.
All right. Talk to me about Blue Diamond Almond Thin Dipped Almonds. We tried the dark chocolate sea salt caramel flavor.
I'm going to give those a 7.5.
Yeah, after you said that, I realized that's going to be the low one of the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, 7.5 because it's just like not as good as the competitors. Mm-hmm. I expect a little more, but they're still good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Sunmade Farm Stand Reserve. The first variety we tried was the sea salt chocolate flavored coated banana chips.
I loved those. Those are an 8.5. 8.5 for the banana chips.
Yeah.
How about the sea salt cocoa and caramel dusted raisins?
7. Those were the low. That, okay. I think that was the low point.
Yeah.
For me of the episode.
But if you're someone who likes raisinettes, buy those.
She likes raisinettes.
I love raisinettes.
Oh, really? You didn't like them?
Not okay. As good. Yeah. A little bit of a weird flavor.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I love raisinettes.
Next up, we tried Chalk Zero Smallows Marshmallow Spread.
10.
Yeah.
That is a 10.
Yeah.
That's a 12. Oh, it's good.
Then we tried Chalk Zero Cinnamon Bun Spread.
9.
Yeah.
9.
So would it be higher if it was lower in calories?
Yeah, no. It would be. Yeah. It would be a 10 if it was slightly lower in calories.
Next up, we took a trip to the carnival with Shameless Snacks and their Candy Carnival Variety Pack.
I'm giving those an 8. I like them, but there's something about these particular types of candies with like all that fiber that freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit, but it was good.
Last on the list, Lenny and Larry with their cookie-fied bar.
Cookie-fied.
It's weird. Peanut butter chocolate chip.
I'm going to say 8 because it was solid. And I think people really do love Lenny and Larry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they want to love everything that they have put out. And this was pretty good.
Do we think Lenny and Larry still have the same haircuts as they did on the packaging?
Don't they just share a wig? Looks like, is that a wig or is that the background? I don't know. I never understood.
I thought it was their hair. Yeah, I don't know.
How do we know?
Wait, are they twins?
I don't know. I want to know more
about
them.
They look like the same person.
With the same, they're sharing a wig. Will you find out, Jamie? Please, please
they are
Google
sharing
them.
A wig.
Yeah,
but look at their faces. I think they're twins.
I don't know.
I'm
eating part of that banana chip from earlier. I like it.
Well, it's a long episode. We should probably wrap it up.
Worth it. If they're still here, they're loving us.
That's true. Good point.
We love you guys. Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have any other business to cover? Okay. Don't forget to text Mikey.
805-380-8075. And I'll just send a prize out to anyone who randomly texts anything that we told them to text throughout the episode.
Perfect. Yeah. And you guys, you should share this episode and then review this episode because... Yeah. It was a good one.
Yeah. But we have a lot of reviews. I think we're well over 1,000.
That's good.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
Thank
amazing.
You guys.
Yeah. awesome.
No. Except for those of you that had negative results.
Oh, yeah. No. There are none of those.
No.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. We will be back in a couple of weeks. And I guess that's it. I'm going to go now. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.